UN Migration Chief celebrates Joe Biden's migrant strategy, tells Europe to copy. By Neil Munro on August 21, 2024. Europeans should copy President Joe Biden's network of migrant moving safe mobility offices being built around the world, says Filippo Grandi, the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees. The safe mobility offices are being built by Biden's pro-migration border chief Alejandro Mayorkas through South America and Africa. They are one-stop shops for would-be refugees and migrants, Grandi wrote in an op-ed for The Guardian newspaper. They allow migrants to access everything from basic humanitarian support to information on seeking asylum in those locations in order to help locate missing relatives. These centers could also advise on legal ways to reach states, or assist stranded migrants to return home safely if they wished. For this idea to work, states will need to offer more opportunities for refugees directly from regions, resettlement places, work visas, scholarships, family reunification, private sponsorship and so on. Just as importantly, legal migration opportunities would need to be expanded on a much greater scale. Labor mobility, legal ways to match the huge demand for workers with migrants in search of jobs, benefits everyone. As a top UN official, Grandi viscerally opposes the safe borders that enable citizens to balance the economics and politics in democracies. Wherever borders are weakened, elites can use mass migration to divide and impoverish ordinary people. That elite reach for power and wealth is far advanced in the United Kingdom, Canada, France, Ireland, and the United States. Grandi favors a globalized government where experts, such as himself, get paid to fix or hide the economic and political problems created by the mass migration that they champion. Populist politicians will never control immigration, says the headline to his Guardian op-ed, which claims that wealthy economies should absorb poverty from the developing world. An obsession with border controls will not deter the truly desperate. So let's offer alternatives to these journeys, ways for people to live with hope and agency. Not only is it the humane thing to do, given the tragedies that strike every day in the desert and at sea, but it also makes good socio-economic sense for Europe and beyond. Mayorkas has already pulled roughly 10 million migrants into the United States since 2021. These migrants arrive by legal, illegal, and quasi-legal routes, and help inflate the consumer economy by serving as extra workers, renters, and consumers. Most of those migrants are helped on their path to U.S. communities by Mayorkas' taxpayer-funded network of buses, boats, shelters, and legal loopholes. Mayorkas has directed the nation's immigration and labor policy since 2021 when both Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris ran away from the issue. The pro-migration, business-backed National Immigration Forum is touting the safe mobility offices. By June 2023, the first regional processing centers, rebranded as Safe Mobility Offices, SMOs, launched their initial phase in three countries, Guatemala, Costa Rica, and Colombia. Ecuador later joined in with its own iteration that October. Early on, the State Department indicated that eventually, it intended to open around 100 brick-and-mortar facilities in the region, with support from personnel at the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, the International Organization for Migration, IOM, and the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, UNHCR. The migrants get migrants into the United States by guiding them into various legal routes, including work visas, humanitarian exemptions, asylum courts, family reunification claims, or parole exemptions to border rules. The SMOs also help Mayorkas and his progressive allies to take control of the global labor business from the criminal cartels. These are places where we feel a humanitarian, as well as the security imperative, to meet people where they are, to cut the smugglers out, and to provide migrants with a safe and orderly way to arrive in the United States if they qualify for relief, Mayorkas said in May 2023. Related, Oz Sheriff, there's not enough police to protect you. By January 2024, roughly 12,000 migrants had been approved for transfer to the United States via Mayorkas' new centers, according to the Associated Press. This year, Republicans in the GOP majority House blocked Democratic demands for an extra $800 million to create, operate, and expand more of Mayorkas' SMOs. Extraction migration. Since at least 1990, the federal government has quietly adopted a policy of extraction migration to grow the consumer economy after it helped investors move the high-wage manufacturing sector to lower-wage countries. The migration policy extracts vast amounts of human resources from needy countries. The additional workers, white-collar graduates, consumers, and renters push up stock values by shrinking Americans' wages, subsidizing low-productivity companies, boosting rents, and spiking real estate prices. The little-recognized economic policy has loosened the economic and civic feedback signals that animate a stable economy and democracy. It has pushed many native-born Americans out of careers in a wide variety of business sectors, reduced Americans' productivity and political clout, slowed high-tech innovation, shrunk trade, crippled civic solidarity, and incentivized government officials and progressives to ignore the rising death rate of discarded, low-status Americans. Donald Trump's campaign team recognizes the economic impact of migration. Biden's unpopular policy is flooding America's labor pool with millions of low-wage illegal migrants who are directly attacking the wages and opportunities of hard-working Americans, said a May statement from Trump's campaign. The secretive economic policy also sucks jobs and wealth from heartland states by subsidizing coastal investors and government agencies with a flood of low-wage workers, high-occupancy renters, and government-aided consumers. Similar policies have damaged citizens and economies in Canada and the United Kingdom. In contrast, China is growing its economy and prosperity by boosting worker productivity, not migration. The colonialism-like policy has also damaged small nations and has killed hundreds of Americans and thousands of migrants, including many on the taxpayer-funded Jungle Trail through the Darien Gap in Panama.